91X News.
It's 19 degrees and cloudy at noon. I'm Taylor Renkema. A forklift was stolen in the Wolf Street area of Frankfurt yesterday. Owners say they dropped it off at a job site, and when they went back to get it, the machine was gone. It's being described as a yellow Hyster forklift worth about $30,000. Anyone with information is asked to call OPP or Crime Stoppers. A 36-year-old Quebec man was arrested and charged with assault last night. The arrest comes after an incident during a custody and access exchange when he allegedly assaulted his mother-in-law. He was released with a court date set for this month. The OPP will begin their second round of the Road Safety Challenge tomorrow. The traffic project focuses on impaired driving, cycling and pedestrian safety, and distracted driving. Quinte West OPP Constable Lonnie Fowler says in order to drive properly, you have to have both your hands and your mind completely on the wheel.
Any fine you get, your insurance company has the right to view those fines, and it can increase your insurance by quite a bit.
Fowler says any of these big four can cause motor vehicle accidents, injuries, fatalities, or property damage. Tori Stafford's family members will try to put into words today the void that the 8-year-old's death has left in their lives. Michael Rafferty was convicted on Friday of first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping in Tori's death. Canadian Press reporter Allison Jones says that the judge put off Rafferty's formal sentencing until today so the family could give victim impact statements.
First-degree murder carries an automatic life sentence with no chance of parole for 25 years. But even though the sentence is mandatory, Superior Court Judge Thomas Heaney has set aside time for Tory's relatives to stand up in court and describe in front of Rafferty the pain he has caused.
Tory vanished on April 8th of 2009, but her remains were only found that July in a field more than 100 kilometers from her Woodstock, Ontario home. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty says there's no such thing as a bad job and the unemployed need to rethink the type of work that they consider to be too demeaning. NDP finance critic Peggy Nash says it's counterproductive to the economy to have highly skilled workers forced into lower skilled jobs because then they lose their employment insurance.
It is a colossal waste of skills if we have people who are trained as computer engineers or teachers or nurses or electricians who are working in retail, Tim Hortons.
Flaherty says that Canada is facing severe labour shortages in some key sectors and the government wants to reduce disincentives to work in the current EI system. Oslo police say a man set himself on fire outside of the courthouse where right-wing extremist Anders Breivik is being tried on terror charges for a bombing and shooting massacre last July. Police operations leader Finn Bell told the Associated Press that the man doused himself in a flammable liquid and set himself on fire. He said police officers posted outside the building Tuesday quickly put out the fire and the man received burn injuries. He was transported to Oslo University Hospital. He said the man's identity and motive were not immediately clear. Mitt Romney is set to launch an attack on U.S. President Barack Obama's handling of spending and deficits. Mark Smith has the story.
In a speech at Drake University in Iowa, Romney will warn if America continues on the course Obama and Democrats have set, it'll end up where Greece is, flat broke. Romney's prescription, tough choices on spending and benefit programs that the president refuses to make. After several days during which the campaign seemed to focus on Obama's newfound support of same-sex marriage, this is familiar terrain. The GOP candidate slamming the president's handling of the economy and Obama answering that Republican nostrums would just make the patient worse. Mark Smith at the White House.
A Toronto G20 activist who spent 11 months in jail before winning bail will find out today if he's been found guilty of possessing explosives. Byron Sawney is also charged with counseling mischief. Sawney was arrested just days before the June 2010 summit. Police seized numerous chemicals at his upscale home that they say he planned to make into bombs. Sawney, a 39-year-old self-described security geek, says they were for his rocketry hobby. He also maintains that he was trying to expose security gaps in the $1 billion summit security setup. And after a six-month deadlock, Pakistani officials are giving their strongest indication yet that the NATO supply route into Afghanistan could soon be reopened. More from ABC's Mohammed Leela.
Pakistan sealed the route after 24 of its soldiers were killed in a U.S. airstrike last November. For the past several weeks, the U.S. has been negotiating for the route to be reopened. It's a critical way for supplies and equipment to reach troops in Afghanistan. Pakistan's foreign minister says the country has made its point by closing the route, and now it's time to move on. If Pakistan does reopen the route, it'll likely be given an invitation to the upcoming NATO summit in Chicago, where the Afghan mission will be front and center. Mohammed Leela, ABC News, Islamabad.
That's 91X News to 1206. Sports and weather are next after this.
Ideal Bikes Fact.
Cycling can improve your balance and body coordination. Balance means proper weight and stamina, while coordination means synchronization of your body and mind. Seeking physical and mental wellness? It's time to go cycling.
This message brought to you by Ideal Bike, newly relocated at 316 Front Street, downtown Belleville. Ideal Bike, Quinte's premier bike shop, featuring new and used cycles, Trek, Raleigh, and BMX brands, plus a full line of accessories and complete services. Call 779-6979 or visit idealbike.com.
91X Sports. The New York Rangers did all their scoring in the third period to beat New Jersey 3-0. That wrapped up game one of the NHL's Eastern Conference Final. Neither team scored until Chris Kreider set up Dan Girardi 53 seconds into the final period. Kreider, Girardi, and Artem Anisimov each finished with a goal and an assist. Girardi says goalie Henrik Lundqvist bailed them out once again.
Hanky's huge for us back there, and you know we were maybe struggling a little bit in our defensive zone, and he was there to bail us out, and that's what happens. He makes some big saves, and we come out in the third hard, and get a couple goals for him.
Game two is scheduled for tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. Meanwhile, the Western Conference Final resumes tonight in Phoenix. The LA Kings won the opening game of that matchup 4-2. Ryan O'Reilly scored twice today as Canada clinched the top spot in the Helsinki pool at the IIHF Hockey Championship. The Canadians had an easy 5-1 victory over Belarus. Canada's quarterfinal opponent will be determined after games later today. The number one seed ensures that Canada will not face the powerhouse Russians until at least the final. That's good news given that Russia has knocked Canada out of the tournament for the last 4 years. Corey Perry and Ryan Getzlaff each had a goal and an assist, while Ryan Nugent-Hopkins also scored for Canada. Sergei Kostitsyn got the lone goal for Belarus, who finished 14th at the World Championship for the second straight year. And Dale Hunter will not return next year as head coach of the Washington Capitals. Caps general manager George McPhee asked if he talked Hunter into staying.
No, because there's no gray in Dale's life. He's very decisive. And the only thing I asked Dale was, does this have anything to do with anything that's going on here? And he said, absolutely not. He loved it here. This is his team. This has always been his team. It's the only team he's ever wanted to coach.
Hunter has decided to return to his family, farm, and the OHL team that he owns. He will continue coaching in London. Russell Westbrook had 27 points and 9 assists, and Kevin Durant added 25 points of his own as the Oklahoma City Thunder blasted the weary Lakers 119-90 last night. It was the opening game of the Western Conference semifinals. Westbrook says a third-quarter push by the Thunder put the game out of reach.
Coach emphasized to us at halftime of